Many sleep recommendations seem designed for someone with a private bedroom, a quiet neighborhood, a predictable work schedule, comfortable temperatures, and enough money to purchase special products. But that is not the real world for millions of people. You may work nights or rotating shifts. You may care for a baby, an aging parent, or a family member with medical needs. You may share a room with children, relatives, roommates, or a spouse whose schedule differs from yours. Your home may be hot, noisy, crowded, or located where safety is a nightly concern. These circumstances are not moral failures. You are still an organic human created by God. Your body still needs rhythms of activity and rest, but those rhythms may need to be adapted to the life you are actually living. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28 in the World English Bible, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus speaks to burdened people, not merely to people with ideal circumstances. His invitation does not shame you for the weight you carry. Better sleep in the real world begins by distinguishing between what you can influence and what you cannot presently control. You may not be able to change your work shift, but you may be able to create a short transition ritual after work. You may not be able to eliminate every sound, but you may be able to reduce one unnecessary noise or use a simple familiar background sound. You may not control when a child awakens, but you may be able to share nighttime responsibilities, rest during another part of the day, or ask someone for practical help. You may not have air conditioning, but you may be able to improve airflow, use lighter bedding, drink adequate water during the day, or choose the coolest safe sleeping location available. Faithful sleep preparation is not the same as creating perfect conditions. It means offering your body realistic support. This is where the Restore method remains helpful. Receive your creaturely design, examine your pattern without shame, support the rhythms you can support, tell the truth about the sleep blocks you face, open to scripture and the Holy Spirit. Release the demand to force sleep, engage wise help when needed. Your sleep plan must fit your responsibilities, resources, culture, climate, housing, health, and relationships. A practice that works for another person may not work for you. Do not turn someone else's ideal routine into a judgment against your life. God sees the parent walking the hallway with a crying child. He sees the caregiver listening for movement in the next room. He sees the worker returning home while others are beginning their day. He sees the person trying to rest in heat, noise, danger, or uncertainty. Your circumstances matter, but they do not erase your identity. You belong to Jesus Christ, whether you sleep in a quiet private room or a crowded household. You can prepare wisely, receive whatever rest becomes available, and take the next faithful step without shame. Better sleep does not require a perfect life. It begins with honest observation, realistic support, creaturely trust and compassion for the organic human God created you to be.